Much like a picture of a loved one, so too the Word of God is that wonderful picture of our elder brother, Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We'll learn about him next on Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon. Make it a point to join us, won't you? On behalf of United Reformed Church here in Linden, this is Abounding Grace with our teacher and pastor, Chris Gordon. Each day we come to you for a few minutes with a brilliant look at God's Word. And today, it's our hope and prayer that you come away with a new and fresh view of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, through the preaching, teaching, and study of God's Word. Won't you join us with this edition of Abounding Grace? Here's our teacher and pastor now, Pastor Chris Gordon.
Well, thank you for joining us today on Abounding Grace. I'm Pastor Chris Gordon, and I thought on this Friday session, I would spend some time reflecting on the importance of the Word of God and hearing the Word of the Lord. There are many statements in the Bible that stress the importance of hearing. I guess it's important to say that this, in our day and age, we have so many things to pull us away from the Word of God. I bump into a lot of Christians who are involved in a lot of things, dreams, visions. I always get statements like, God is so much bigger than this or that, and I saw a bumper sticker the other day that said, God is too big to fit into one religion. And I often pause when I hear these things, and I said, well, God is certainly big. But the question is how has he chosen to reveal himself? What has he chosen as the means by which he will save sinners and reveal the great truths of who he is, the revelation of the gospel and those sort of things. And it's always found in the Word. In fact, the psalmists were constantly making statements like, you have magnified your word, O Lord, above your name. And that makes sense. I mean, that's a startling statement that he put his own word above his name. And the point there is that no one knows his name apart from the revelation of the word. And as many reformers said, our hearts are idol factories. If we don't listen to the word, we will create a god of our own imagination. And so the word has to be our guiding light. Oftentimes when I run into people who are so interested in the supernatural things, the dreams, the visions, the tongue speaking and all that, I find a very low view of scripture. They don't even know much scripture. When you open up the Word of God, they can't dialogue with you about the scriptures because their foundation is not the Word. Today, I want to look at some of the things that happened in Jesus' description of the Word and the importance of hearing the Word that we might come to a right and proper knowledge of the Lord. One of the things that happened in Hosea's day, this was the prophet Hosea, was that he lamented what was going on in Israel. The people were not hearing the Word of the Lord. And they were interested in all the smooth things the false prophets would say. They listened to the dreams. They listened to the visions. They listened to all this other stuff. But the great cry came out from the Lord's prophets, my people are destroyed for a lack of what? Knowledge. That's Hosea 4:6. Because you've rejected knowledge, I also will reject you from being priests before me. Because you've forgotten the law of your God, I also will forget your children. So the issue when Israel, God's people of old, went apostate, the issue was they had been destroyed because they would not hear the word of the Lord. They did not know the word of the Lord. They did not cherish his laws, his statutes, his judgments. They did not listen to his gospel. Instead, they listened to false prophets. I mean, you think of Jeremiah saying, the prophets prophesy lies, the priests tell lies too, and my people love to have it so. So they were all speaking visions of peace and prosperity and the same sort of stuff we're hearing today, but they would not listen to the word of the Lord. Transfer that over to the New Testament, and the Spirit expressly warns us in 1 Timothy chapter 4, the Spirit explicitly says that in the latter times, some will defect from the faith, giving heed to deceiving spirits and doctrines of demons. Again, they're not hearing instruction from the Lord. They're not growing in knowledge of the Lord. It's interesting, even in our day in the Christian world, that knowledge and doctrine are sort of dirty words with people. Everything's on the here and now. Everything in present-day Christianity is about the supernatural, getting the best life now, all these sort of things. And we have yet to hear the Lord. I mean, when the Lord said to Peter, this is my beloved son, hear him. How we need to begin to sit at the feet of the Lord, just like Mary, instead of all these things we always hear, like Martha, who was out busying and doing all these other things, we need to start sitting at the feet of the Lord and listen to Him instruct us again. We have need, the author to the book of Hebrews said, to be instructed in the elementary principles. That is such an important verse, that verse in Hebrews chapter 4. Let me read that here. It's Hebrews chapter 5, verse 12. For though by this time you ought to be teachers, you need someone again to teach you the first principles of the oracles of God. And you have come to need milk and not solid food. Now listen to this. For everyone who partakes only of milk is unskilled in the word of righteousness, for he is a babe. But solid food belongs to those who are full of age, that is, those who by reason of use have their senses exercised to discern both good and evil. Do you hear that? You know, I often hear churches today that talk about, we just sort of get them in here. We do anything we can to get them in, and we keep them on the milk. Sorry, that's not the goal. He just says very clearly, if you partake only of milk, you are unskilled in the word of righteousness. You are a babe, and you are not able to have your senses exercised to discern good and evil. Same thing as Hosea's day. People are destroyed for a lack of what? Knowledge. We have to have the meat of the word. We have to grow in the solid food of the word. In fact, the very apostasy at the end, I want you to listen to something that's going to happen. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 2. This talks about the strong delusion that's going to occur. And this is, of course, among those who know the truth. It says in 2 Thessalonians 2, verse 11, and for this reason, God will send them strong delusion that they should believe the lie, that all may be condemned who did not believe the truth, but had pleasure in unrighteousness. Now, why will God send strong delusion that people would believe a lie? I mean, that's the verse here in 2 Thessalonians 2. The reason is right before that. He says they perish because they did not receive a love of the truth that they might be saved. So the reason the delusion is going to happen, the reason the great falling away and apostasy is going to happen, the reason the man of sin is going to be revealed, because in the very Christian community, you have a whole host of people who presently, right now, do not love the truth. And they will be the ones who will be deceived when this apostasy, whatever it might be, and this man of sin is revealed. Again, there are great consequences to not hearing the word of the Lord, to not growing in instruction and in doctrine, to let these things, as we considered this week, set in the mind to flow to the mouth to a changed life. Jesus was very serious about this, my friends. In Matthew chapter 13, he told a parable. And we'll spend the last few minutes reflecting on this today. He told the parable of the sower. He said, behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell by the wayside, and the birds came and devoured them. Some fell on stony places, where they did not have much earth, and they immediately sprang up, because they had no depth of earth. But when the sun was up, they were scorched, and because they had no root, they withered away. And some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprang up and choked them. But others fell on good ground and yielded a crop, some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. He who has an ear, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. Now Jesus explains this parable. In fact, he told his disciples, if you do not understand this parable, you're not going to understand any other parable. This is the parable of the kingdom. This is not a parable of looking out into the world. This is a parable of what happens when the word of God goes out from the pulpits across this land. When a minister is faithfully expositing the word of God, certain things happen. Notice he says there are really four types of hearers of the word of God. This is how he explains it in Matthew 13, verse 18. Therefore, hear the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, then the wicked one comes and snatches away what was sown in his heart. This is he who received the seed by the wayside. So you're looking at all these soils. The word is the seed is the word of God going out. So you can imagine a farmer dipping in his pouch, grabbing seed, thrusting them over the area. And some of the seeds first land along the path. This is the hard heart. They hear the word of God. They don't like the word of God. They don't even understand it. They reject it. They leave the church. They can't stand to hear what it has to say. And the issue is that they not understanding it, the wicked one comes and is sown and snatches away what was sown in his heart. So it was placed there, but because of the hardness of his heart, because it landed on the path, the wicked one snatches it and that person is gone. Happens in the church all the time. The second seed is verse 20. He who received the seed on stony places, this is he who receives the word and immediately receives it with joy, yet he has no root in himself, but only endures for a short while. For when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word, immediately he stumbles. This is the person who sprouts up quickly in the Christian faith. We think they're strong, the kinds at crusades who make a moment's emotional decision for Christ. But when things get rocky, they're out. When they're tested and when tribulation comes, they're out. The third type of seed is soil is very common. The seed goes out. And this is verse 22. Now he who received the seed among thorns is he who hears the word, and the cares of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word, and he becomes unfruitful. So in other words, these people hear the word of God, but their loyalties are not first to the Lord. So they hear it, but their loyalties are first to their riches. And they're first to all the concerns of this life. And what happens is just like a seed that lands among thorns, it begins to grow, but the thorns choke the plant that's growing. So riches choke these people in the church so that they don't grow. And they actually are unfruitful. The cares of all this life stress them out. They're unfruitful in the ministry of the church, even though they sit there week in and week out, bearing absolutely no fruit. Then comes the fourth type of hearer of the word of God. But he who received the seed on good ground is he who hears the word, says Jesus, understands it, and bears fruit, and produces some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. There are those who hear the word, they love the word, even when it strikes them and confronts their sin. And what does it do? They hear it, they understand it, the gospel penetrates their hearts, and it produces fruit in their lives. Knowing the seriousness of hearing the word, you are in churches today, if you're in a church and hearing, how are you hearing? What type of hearer are you? May we all give earnest to hear the word of the Lord, that we might be that good soil that bears much fruit unto the glory of God.
Growing in grace so that we don't groan in disgrace. This has been Abounding Grace with Pastor Chris Gordon from United Reformed Church here in Linden. We spend just a few minutes a day together, but it's our hope and prayer that those few minutes help you grow in your understanding of God's great love for you and I in His Son, Jesus Christ. As always, questions, comments, and prayer requests are more than welcome. We'd love to dialogue with you, especially as it relates to our union in Christ. You can call us 360-318-0429. That's 360-318-0429. If you would like to write to us, the address is 8650 Benson Road. We're here in Linden, Washington. The zip code is 98264. And again, as always, you're welcome to contact us by phone, especially if you would like directions to the church. If you're planning on a visit, we'd love to see you. We meet at 10 a.m. and 7 p.m. on the Lord's Day at 8650 Benson Road here in Linden. Directions, again, call 360-318-0429. Or better yet, visit our website. Learn a bit more about us here at United Reformed Church in Linden and Abounding Grace, who we are and what we believe. LindenURC.com. Again, LindenURC.com. We even have a map, directions to the church, if you'd like to join us. LindenURC.com or 360-318-0429. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless.